Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today is a beautiful day. I'm assuming the skies are blue and that things are looking better outside every day. That's usually how things go. And sometimes, you know, it's that trust that helps me find my way through the darkness, through the stress, and through confusion. You know, I just close my eyes and I put my thoughts in God's hands, and I just say, you know, please give me what I need so that I can share your love and your peace. And so today I was just really quiet for the most of the morning, and I had thoughts of a couple of loved ones on my mind. And I was, you know, searching my heart for the right words and the right tone to show them love and encouragement. And as I was doing that, words, you know, did as usual. They started flowing from my heart. And I thought that it would be good to share those same words with you. Because, you know, the interesting thing is, that the more and more I read, the more I see that, you know, depression is, it's related to a lot of issues. Sometimes it's just inflammation in the brain. And sometimes it's because of our genetic makeup, which was really interesting to hear. And so we just have to work a little harder to see the beauty sometimes in the day. And that was kind of the thought that I had this morning. And I want to share that thought with you. You are not alone, and you must remember the beauty, strength, and goodness within you. Sometimes life can seem tumultuous, and your days can feel somber and even drawn out. Your body and mind may feel tired too. Those are the exact times when you must be even more caring and kind to yourself. You cannot let the troubles of the world bury you in sadness. Trust that God built you well. You must reach out, read God's word, pray, and seek His counsel. Know that God is even near, even in the moments that seem the hardest. Even when the lights are out, you know, even if that's just in your mind and you just go, God, I am in darkness. Trust that God's Holy Spirit is near. And so as I was hearing those words over and over in my mind, and I spoke them into my iPad so that I could create what I call heart cards. And what those are, they're just, you know, moments of clarity that I get, that I put onto backgrounds, different backgrounds, so that people can take them with them. They can put them on their phone as screensavers. They can, you know, print them out, carry it in wherever they want to, in their purse, their pocket, whatever. But it's my way of sharing God's goodness that He places in my heart and in my mind. And it helps me too, because, you know, a lot of times I'll talk to someone and they'll send me back that I've, you know, shared. Or they may tell me, you know, I'm sharing these with my friend who's going through something right now. And they're really helpful to her, you know. And so sometimes I think that in order for us to really know what other people need or could benefit from, we have to go through those feelings ourselves. And we have to look at the bigger picture and trust that God gives us these thoughts for a reason. And, you know, sometimes maybe they don't fit everybody's need, but they do fit someone's need. And so, you know, my joy is just in knowing that someone somewhere realizes that they're not alone. And they know that, you know, even people sometimes who contact me and they don't have a strong sense of faith, you know, it's, I just tell them what's in my heart. And sometimes I, you know, I take it a little down, a little notch, so that they're not, they don't feel like I'm preaching to them. But, you know, sometimes the words are just so good. The words are just so good that it's like, you know, I get on a, I guess it's like what the old folks used to call, I get the spirit, right? I get this, the spirit touches me, and I, words come out, peace flows from my heart. And, you know, I get ready to get up, and I just want to raise my hands and say thank you, right? And so, you know, really the ultimate goal for me would be able to just run out in the street and just breathe God's air, and to just know that peace is all around me and that I'm safe to do that. You know, and so that is my goal. My goal is to create enough love, harmony, and peace in the world so that, you know, we return to that level of serenity, where we know that kindness is around and you can walk outside and not be able to see everything and just, you know that you're safe. We're, you know, back in the days when I used to go down to Arkansas and visit my grandfather, people didn't lock their doors, right? And so, you know, I think that we can build those communities. You know, there may still be pockets of people who are not looking for that type of goodness. And there are people that we may not be able to reach. But we don't know who we can reach, right? God knows that. And so if you do the same thing and you just trust that the goodness you are sharing will reach who needs it, then you can also be a part of that goodness. You can also increase your goodness. And I had someone mention to me that they were looking for the goodness, and I was like, wow, you know, honey, you are the goodness, right? And so I just want you to know that you are the goodness. You are the goodness, you are the harmony, you are the peace, and you are the serenity that you need, because God does not do anything incomplete. And so, you know, my heart and my soul tells me that as we become more connected to our higher power, our source, and we understand, you know, we get a deeper understanding. And sometimes that comes as you get later, you know, later in life. Because I can't tell you that I had this form of clarity even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, right? And so, you know, I saw people around me who had that calming spirit and who could soothe me even when I was in my most, you know, I don't want to say volatile situation, but when there were things that happened that I just could not understand. And one that comes to mind is my dear, I always felt she was more like an aunt, but she was a cousin, my dear cousin Jerry. And, you know, I was a young mother, and at that time, I was still fighting, trying to find my way and make sure that I was doing the best for my children. And I, for some reason, decided to wear one of my favorite blouses, which was white. I couldn't keep white blouse clean for anything. And I probably still can't keep white pants or anything like that clean. But it's also special when you have young children, because their hands go places and you go, ah. But this day it was me. I think I had drunk some cherry juice or blueberry juice or something. Or maybe I ate a berry. And the juice got on my blouse, and it was this white blouse with the little ruched sleeves, and it had these little bitty appliques of flowers on them, and it was just one of my favorite favorite blouses. And so I was just kind of sad and almost, you know, to the point where I just felt this devastation. I was like, you know, you should do better. You should know better, you know. And my cousin was visiting and she said, well, let me see it. Let me see if I could fix it. And I was like, you can't fix this, you know. And I'm kind of even disappointed that she's even trying to get in my conversation at that point. I'm like, why is she doing this? And so she said, well, just take it off and give it to me, okay? So, you know, I did my little pout. I didn't stump my foot, but boy, I wanted to just stump my foot, and I wanted to be that little girl again where my mommy could fix my world. But I didn't have the words to say that. I was just angry. I was angry at myself and at this berry, whatever that juice was. And so anyway, something in my heart and in my mind just said, give her the blouse, you know, it's ruined anyway. So I took off the blouse. She said, okay, get me a little white face cloth and some bleach. And so I'm looking at her, and I know me. At that point, my eyes were probably rolling because I was not the best little girl or even the best young lady in the world. You know, I was trying to figure out life, and at the same time, I had a little spunk in me that it was like a little spitfire, right? And so I gave her this bleach, and I went and found this little white towel. She told me to get a white towel that didn't have any other color in it. And she laid it out, and she took her finger, and she dabbed the towel in some water, and then she dabbed it into this little top of the bleach. She poured into the top of the bleach can, and then she went over the little spots on my favorite white blouse. And as she did this, the blouse turned white again, and I was like, looking, I'm like, how she have this kind of touch? So my heart starts softening, the wrinkles in my forehead, it started releasing, and my shoulders kind of, you know, fell down to the side, and I started breathing easy again. And that moment, she changed my world, and she changed the trajectory of my life. That simple moment showed me that things that we think are lost aren't lost in most cases. It also showed me that I needed to not be such a spunk person, a little spunk, right? And it also endeared me, endeared Jerry into my heart. And so years later, I took my children, my family, we went down there and we visited her in Pasadena, and she still had that same spirit of just pure love. And I got the chance to spend the day with her and go with her to a doctor's appointment and just talk. And she was one of the most amazing people I have ever met in my life. And so I never forgot her love or the way that one day changed my world. And I tell you this story so that you realize that it only takes one right thing for you to see light that you didn't see before, for you to be able to come out of the darkness and to find the strength to live joyful, be happy, and share your love again. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Always know that I am pulling for you, and trust that you're going to be all right. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.